We are crossing the Hauraki Gulf now to Great Barrier Island, where they're making good progress on their zero waste goal after their landfill actually filled up faster than expected. Now, you won't find any single-use coffee cups or public rubbish bins on Aotea these days. And a community recycling centre that's been set up to help reduce and reuse as much waste as possible. Before the island gets to its zero waste goal, though, Auckland Council needs to find a new space to sort their non-recyclable rubbish and septic waste, which currently has to be shipped to the mainland. Checkpoints, Luca Foreman reports from Aotea Great Barrier.
There's a bit of everything at the Anamata Resource Recovery Centre on Great Barrier Island.
We've got a tool shed, we've got an upcycle shop, yeah. Some bobs.
Different bobs. So this is a 45 kilowatt solar system. We can charge electric cars.
5 carbon cycle bins, we've just got 2 new ones.
Joanne and Brett O'Reilly started the centre in 2019, but ramped up the operation in 2022, when the landfill stopped accepting waste. The centre sorts all the curbside recycling that will be shipped off-island and aims to recycle as much as it can on-island. Brett says the centre's become a real hub for locals who stop by to drop off their recycling or visit the second-hand shop.
Very busy, so the car park's full all the time, basically. How many would we have in a day? Probably 200 or 300 people would come for a visit in a day.
I mean, that's quite a lot of people considering what there's only about 1,000 on the island.
Yeah, I might be overstating that. I'd have to have a look at some figures, maybe, do some sales.
Joanne O'Reilly says they're always looking to expand their operation. A community composting project and reselling construction waste through their shop are two of their latest initiatives.
So the ultimate goal is reducing waste, full stop. So, yes, reducing what goes off the island, but reducing what comes to the island as well.
Auckland Council's goal is for the island to be zero waste by 2040. Ben, who works on electronics at Anamata, says he got involved with the project because he wanted to have a positive impact on the environment.
I wanted to have a change of lifestyle. I was a builder back in Gisborne, and when I moved to the island, I wanted to do something for the environment, and I felt like this was the perfect space.
Local board chair Izzy Fordham says attitudes around waste have been changing on the island.
I think we're a damn sight better at it than what we were some years ago. A lot of people are more cautious and careful and think a lot more about what goes in the bin and what goes into recycling.
There have also been material changes, such as reducing single-use coffee cups and getting rid of public rubbish bins.
I was sceptical, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I thought, this isn't going to work, man. But it did. We had the speed wobbles in the beginning, but now it's fine. It's just accepted. You get the odd naughty pixie, but, you know, that's life.
On the site of the old landfill is the island's transfer station, where waste, including that from the island's septic tanks, is processed before it's sent off-island. Parul Sood, who's the general manager of waste at Auckland Council, says it's tossing up whether to keep the transfer station where it is or find a new spot once the landfill's resource consent expires in 2027.
There are a lot of, you know, elements that you need to work on in terms of, is it workable? What's the cost going to be? And what is a sustainable option for long term? So it is still work in progress and no concrete updates on that at this point in time.
Ms. Sood says even if the station were to stay on its current site, a temporary one would be needed while the old landfill was capped and remediated. In the meantime, there's plenty of sorting to be done.
That report from Checkpoint's Luca Foreman, reporting from Aotea Great Barrier, where they're making good progress on their zero waste goal, but that was after their landfill actually filled up faster than expected.